Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to today's show, Strategies of Success. So today we have no guest. It's just going to be me. I want to talk for the next 30 minutes or so, 30 minutes actually, about why we need to be adaptable, why we need to change, why we need to not look at that business plan as something that's totally set in stone, because it shouldn't be. Certain aspects of it may be so, but from the overall standpoint, no, it's not. We change. We change with circumstances that are outside of our control, illness, family, job that we thought we had, and all of a sudden it changes around. There's the company changes their focus, or we just outgrow it, or just don't agree with it. Or if we're business owners and we're running our own business, well, maybe we see different opportunities along the way. We meet different people that present new ideas. How interesting of a thought is that one? To actually listen to other people that might have a different perspective on what we're doing. Sounds like a good idea. That's listening skills number one. And then ourselves, you know, we continue to grow. We continue to change as we move along. And I know what I've seen from me over the past 10 years or so, you know, has continued to evolve as it should. As we get older, we look at things differently. Look at things so much differently. You know, I had a conversation with somebody about do we get smarter as we get older? Hopefully we do. But do we get smarter as we get older, or do we just look at things differently? And the topic that we were talking about was, you know, overall government, you know, and that kind of thing. Not going to get into politics at all, you know, but, you know, how much of an impact do we have at a certain level on different policies? And how much can we really make a difference? And can you do it alone? And how much effort do you put into the whole thing? It changes. And it certainly changes with who you are and what you're trying to accomplish and how much effort that you're really willing to put into that, whether it is a change. Or do you just kind of give up and just say, you know, it's them. What a terrible thing. So it's not. You know, we can make a difference in no matter what it is that we want to do. It just needs to be naturally part of you to go and do whatever that is and to make that kind of a difference, because it's so easy to get derailed, you know, as you're going through things, which brings me back to why we really need to understand who we are, what we're doing, and the fact that we change. So I had mentioned in the, you know, intro of this thing, what I wrote, you know, about, you know, being adaptable. When you sit down, and if you've listened to any of the podcasts that we've done in the past, you know, we certainly have spoken about business plans all the time. We have also certainly spoken about finding our strengths and weaknesses. Absolutely important. Partner with. Do you even partner with somebody? And I do believe that it does make sense to partner with somebody at some level. It may still be your business and your business alone. But this is not an alone enterprise. Our friends out there in the networking world will tell you 100%, you know, that it does take a community to bring everything forward. And there's certainly quite a few groups that are just phenomenal when it comes to that. And if you're involved with the right group, it really does make quite a difference. So we never really do it alone. But when it all comes down to it, it is still you that wakes up in the morning that has to be motivated to move forward, to take on the challenges, to go beyond that comfort zone. And boy, oh boy, is that so important to do. But it really becomes part of you as to who you are and what it is. So what is the difference between writing a business plan and writing a daily action goal? Or how often do you really take a look at that business plan? Is it something that's pie in the sky? Oh, if I wouldn't fail, I love that question. If I couldn't fail, what would I do? Great question. If you could not fail, what would you do? Who would you be? Answer that question. Because once you answer that question, then you could kind of come back and bring it down to a more realistic level, because there's always the chance of failure. And that business plan is what helps you minimize that chance of failure. And that's where all these other resources need to come into it. But you still have to understand who you are and what it is and what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So my overall mission overall thing is I get unbelievably frustrated when people say that they can't do something and they just give up. You know, we can do most of everything. There are certain things that are beyond our reach. You know, I was going to say, hey, I'll never get to the moon. I don't know. The way things are going with Elon Musk over there, who knows? I may not get to the moon. Maybe I get to Mars. You know, that certainly is something that's possible. And, yeah, that question was out there. Would you go? I would certainly go. It would be a difficult choice in the matter. But, boy, that whole idea of doing something that is totally different, going someplace unexplored, would be absolutely phenomenal. But I find it frustrating when people say that they can't do something and they give up, and they just give up way too early. Probably something that we've all been through at different times. I know I have too. All honesty with everything here. I have too. You know, with developing the Speakers Bureau, I'm 5 years into this idea of a Speakers Bureau. It's gone through so many different designs over the last couple of years till I finally think that we have figured it out, you know, what it is, you know, that we want to do and move forward. And that continues to change. Reasons why it continues to change is, you know, who the speakers are that are being part of it, where the focus is, where my strength is, where my partner's strength is. Of course, from a geographical standpoint, too. You know, our goal is to absolutely satisfy the needs of both parties, the speakers and also the organizations, businesses, groups, you know, that have our speakers in, radio shows, or whatever it might be, you know, even different articles, which were my mission, is to give people the motivation and the confidence to get off that couch, to go and do, and to try at least, to make the effort at least, to accomplish what it is that is important to them. And how do I do that? Well, I'm doing that through the podcast, and I don't mean the one that I'm doing right now, but I mean with the guests that I have on, because they are all consistent with that. They have different approaches, totally different approaches. Even the guy that I interviewed that wrote a book on poetry, and boy, oh boy, I told him this one. That was the most interesting one, or the most challenging one, you know, that I ever did, because I was in a city the night before. I was at a hip-hop event up in Harlem. Unbelievable. That was such an eye-opener, and it was so great to attend. And then, you know, it was like 4 hours later after I got home, or 5 hours later after I got home, I'm interviewing him first thing in the morning about poetry, and he's a gentleman out in the Midwest, and boy, it was different. But he was saying the same thing differently than the hip-hop folks, you know, were doing, but it was the same thing. You know, the big message that was delivered at that hip-hop event, which was the fact that, you know, they wanted to make a change in the way that their communities that a lot of them lived in, too, you know, were doing. I mean, they really wanted to, you know, have the fight against the gangs and the drugs and get this stuff cleaned out. So they wanted people to change. The guy that wrote the book on poetry, he was also delivering that kind of a message, totally different environment, that he was doing it, but he wanted to get his message out, so he wrote a book on poetry. For me, this creates like a huge opportunity for me to help get my message out of giving people the confidence to get off their couch to go and do different things, because we're showing real-life examples of other people that have done that. They've been through their challenges, and then they have gone on to do something different. And I got countless examples of that, of the folks that are either part of the Speakers Bureau, friends, you who are listening to this. I am sure that you have been through something, some kind of some sort of a challenge, whether it be self-traded or not, you know, health, business, whatever. We all have. Every one of us have. There is no way, self-included, you know, there is no way that you can find somebody. Maybe there'll be that, you know, that 1% out there that's never had any kind of an issue with anything. I'd be surprised. But every one of us has been through something. And the more that we could share those stories of being and living and growing through that something, then I think that's a phenomenal story. Overall society, maybe I'm getting political here, but as an overall society, the way for us to grow is for all of us to grow. Everybody, you know, from every community all the way on up, because if we could pick ourselves up as a group, then we all will help each other. We'll all get along with each other. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? We'd all get along with each other, and we'd all look to see each other succeed as opposed to competing against one another all the time. I mean, it is wrong. A little business competition is never bad. It does make us better. I was just, you know, reading a book, listening to a book. I like to listen to a book. And it was Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. And Magic Johnson retired. This is after that he had AIDS. He retired, and Larry Bird lost his enthusiasm. Why? Man, Larry Bird, I mean, you're talking like, you know, the top basketball player. On top, walks out on the court, everybody loves him, that kind of thing. But he lost his enthusiasm because he lost his competitor. Lost his competitor. He lost that drive because he was had somebody out there to help him become a better person, a better basketball player, or to continue to really try to achieve different things. So competition is certainly good, but good competition means that we help each other continue on that path to grow. And that is really important. And so that's the overall message that I want to do. And a lot of the things that I've done is trying to, you know, live by example, you know, on that. And that was where the comedy came in, singing on the cruise ship. That was interesting. Looking for a place to speak, and the next thing I know, I wanted to speak a singing contest, and wound up singing in front of 1,100 people with an orchestra and on stage, and it's taped. And I definitely got to get that one out there too. I don't know how well it's going to be received, but it doesn't matter. It's, you know, moving outside the comfort zone. But all of those things, everything that you live through winds up changing you on a day-to-day basis. And if you're changing on a day-to-day basis, why should your business plan, why should your activity plan not change as you go along? There are certain aspects that do change each and every day, and that would be the daily activity plan. But certainly not your mission statement, your end goal of what you're trying to accomplish from your business standpoint or why you're doing what you're doing from a business standpoint. So think about that. Why in the first place did you go into business? Why in the first place did you choose industry or whatever business that you have? And I guarantee you, if you really look at it, there's a reason. And maybe it's a family business and that kind of thing. But even if it is, did you not put your footprint into that to change, adapt with the different times? There's been a lot of, you know, companies on there. PC Richards, that's a good one for you. PC Richards, I think they're celebrating their 107th anniversary. I would definitely say that over the last 107 years, a few things have certainly changed. Sure, every one of the products that's sitting inside of that place has changed over the years. You need to adapt. You know, you need to move forward and take a look at that. So how often do you adapt? Well, the mission statement, that should be something that's pretty well set in stone because it's pretty much you. Your business goals, what you're trying to achieve on a quarterly, annual, five-year plan, that's going to have to change a bit. How you get there, that's the one that changes. That's the one that's going to adapt and adapt rather frequently. How do you do that? All right. Pretty simply is the fact that you got to have this stuff in front of you. You know, I had done business plans with a group of people, and one of the plans I got back was 70 pages. 70 pages, and it was filled with all kinds of data, very specific as to what it was. And my question going back to him for that 70-page, and it's a sole owner, small business. Everybody's contributing to the business plan. But as a sole owner, and you got a 70-page thing, I was like, how often do you review this? How do you change it? And it's like every month. Whew. Whew. Could you imagine updating 70 pages every month? How long did that take you? My initial thought was going to take him every month to make changes every month to adapt this plan to every month. And I got to imagine somewhere in there it's going to say, I need to contact my clients or I need to contact my prospects more. How can I create more time? Well, don't update all of that plan. all the time. You know, that would be ridiculous, absolutely crazy, you know, to go and do. Way too much time being involved on that one. But taking a look at what you're doing on a week-to-week basis, quarterly basis, makes sense. On a week-to-week basis, and some daily is crazy, because daily sometimes things are just way out of our control. You know, we think we're going to come in and do something one day, and, you know, I would suggest a daily planner, timesheet, however you'd like to do it. I have my own set of, my own format that I do with that. But each day you cannot change what, you know, what you're doing. Sometimes things just get out of control, has nothing to do with you, and that's just fine. But at the end of the week, you want to take a look back on those things that you did, on those things that you meant to do, and those things that you want to do. And if 5 days, if all from that prior week, if all you're doing is reacting to everything that's going on, you're out of control. Can't do it, won't do it, you'll never succeed, because you are no longer in the driver's seat. You're now sitting in the back seat of that business, and the business is running you. You are not running the business. Your job is to run that business. Don't do it. I've been there. I'm telling you, it's not a lot of fun. And then it gets really frustrating. You know, Saturday morning, you get that cup of coffee. Day like today, you get that cup of coffee, couple of eggs, nice healthy breakfast, of course. And then you take a look, you say, man, what did I really accomplish over the past week? It's like, not good. I spoke to people because they had called me and for different issues and problems. And if every one of your clients are calling you because they want to do business, hey, that's a beautiful thing. But if it's something other than that, you know, where you're just putting out fires all week long, not good. You're not running the business. You need to really take a look at that. And perhaps if that is the situation, you need to take a look at your policies and procedures. You need, hopefully you have what you are doing and what you can be delegating to somebody else to do. And if it's just a matter of really truly being overwhelmed and there is nobody else, well, you can look to take on a partner, take on an employee. Dina Eisenberg, a recent interview, she had talked about outsourcing and how you can really outsource without giving up control. That was a great program, terrific resource. So that would be something to go, you know, to go, take a look at. But you need to lessen up that stuff that's on your plate that you're reacting to and get more into a proactive point of view. One of the things that I include on my daily sheet is I'll write down on day one, I'll write down the things that I've done throughout the day. And then when I start day two, I will then start the day with the things that phone calls I need to return, the daily stuff that I absolutely need to do, and I do each and every day. But on the bottom, I write down today's best moment. And by taking a look at course of a week, I might remind you of something, that you actually have accomplished things that you forgot, because you might just focus on those negatives throughout the week. God, do we like to remember the negatives more than the positives. That's a bad thing too, but it just is. But if you write down those things that you've accomplished, your day's best moments, each and every time, you might find that you are doing something that is truly correct. And those really could be the things that will keep you driving forward. That might be the things that will keep you and your team and your family and everybody excited about the progress that you are making. Also might give you a little bit of insight as to which way your business is kind of going. You know, if today's best moment has got nothing to do with what you think that your business goal is, there's another, you know, something else to take a look at. But take a look at that. You know, documenting this stuff makes so much sense. You sit down with any coach, they're going to want to know what's going on with your business. And if you go on pure memory, you're going to miss a whole bunch of different things. So keep track of things. Find the balance with it, though, because if you keep track of things to such minutia, that 70-page business plan, you know, that becomes a distraction, you know, also. So I truly believe, what should we do? Should we adapt? Yes. How do we adapt? By knowing where we are going, by knowing what we have done before, too. So those daily business plans, create one, make one, you need one, happy to send you mine. You know, it's really straightforward. there. It also includes drinking 5 glasses of water each day. I'll wait for the pause on that one, and someone will say, hey, you should be drinking 8. Okay. 5. We'll go with 5. And then we could see that moving forward from there. But so you have your daily business plan, which you want to take a look at each and every week. On those weekends, when you're taking a look at it, you know, focus on those best moments and also focus on what else is going on. If it's more phone calls coming in or things that you're doing that's not helping you, well, that's something you'd really want to take a look at. If you were wondering what the heck happened to your day, again, I've had all this stuff happen. I would come home at night and my wife would ask me, how was your day? Fine. What'd you do? And I'm like, man, you know what? I really don't even recall exactly what I did, but I know I was busy throughout the day. So I wound up doing there as creating a time log, and I was inspired by a book that I had listened to. I created a time log, and I wrote down everything, and this definitely took time, all right? But I wrote down absolutely every activity and how much time I spent on each and every activity, and this included every time somebody came in to speak with me. I was managing an office at the time. Every time somebody came in to speak to me, whether it was business or not business, I'd write it down. And also, any time I went to go look for a document, that was my big eye-opener. I found that I was nowhere near as organized as I should be in my case. So I was spending about a half an hour a day looking for documents that I needed, looking for paperwork. And it was well beyond the fact that I needed to get information on a client, and then I would reach forward and go to the folder and get it, pull it back. That should take, it was taking me a little bit longer than that. It was taking me a couple minutes to go and find something because I didn't have it all properly organized. So I learned a lot from that time log that I was wasting time because I was not organized. That was something to fix, and that's something to fix immediately. The benefit, or my aha out of the whole thing, was I didn't realize how much time was being spent on just conversations. So the other folks in the office would come in and they would sit and, you know, talk to me, and it was business or whatever. So I'd write down their name. Then they would immediately ask me, what am I doing? I said, I'm creating a time log. I want to see where my day goes and what I could do in order to improve my efficiency. And what happened was those conversations that I had with the other employees, with our other members, the business conversations were the business conversations. That took place. But those other side conversations, the hey, how's it going kind of conversations, all of a sudden disappeared. I didn't stop them. They did. Because they realized that, man, you know what? This is not a good use of time. And they didn't want me to write down their name, you know, talk to Bob, and, you know, about his weekend. They, you know, a little bit of that should always take place. You know, we communicate with each other. We should care about each other. And if they're employees, coworkers, you definitely want to show interest in everybody. So it shouldn't be wiped out completely. But, you know, if you're spending a half an hour a day or more just talking about BS, well, that's not why we're there either. You know, go out for during lunch. Go for a walk during lunch with them. Talk that way. You know, you should get out of the office a little bit. But overall, it wasn't. So that was an eye-opener. And that was something I took a look at on a weekly basis. I did it for a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden, you know, that changed quite a bit. The big business plan, though, quarterly basis, absolutely do it. Big suggestion on that one is that you must sit down with yourself and take a look at it and see what makes sense to you, and then get an outsider's opinion. Maybe it's your partner, maybe it's not, because your partner's got a vested interest in it. But this is where I truly believe that having a coach, having an accountability partner, joining a mastermind group, joining a group where you can really share what your issues are, not just a networking group where you're trying to increase business and do business with everybody, but I'm talking about someplace where you can open up and say, look, you know, my name is Brian, this is the business, this is what we're going through, these are the challenges that I am having either personally, or these are the challenges that I'm having from a business perspective. Find that group, and that's probably the most important thing to do, but you need to be clear. And when you communicate with them what it is that you really, truly are going through. Once you do that, once you find the right people, and it could take you a long time to go and do this, and maybe it should take you a long time to do this, because you need somebody that you could truly trust. So family members necessarily the best ones to go to because they don't want to see you fail. So they might give you answers that are too conservative. You know, we don't want to play it safe all the time and don't really grow that way. You know, you need to move forward. But you need to be able to take on our risk, but also minimize that risk. And having an outsider, a true third-party person who could take a look and honestly, truly give you an idea based upon what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what your partner's strengths, weaknesses are, as to whether or not venturing into something new makes sense, whether focusing on what you're doing makes more sense, whether or not you should be more organized. Hey, sometimes that's really it. You know, maybe you should be scoring yourself more. I had a conversation with a friend too. He scores himself throughout the day, and we're trying to reach a certain amount of points, and he gives each conversation or each meeting a certain amount of points. The more it's a sales presentation, you know, it's business-generating conversation, the higher the point level. The more it's just stuff that's got to be done, then the lower the point scale on it. But if you can clearly get this stuff in your head and put it in a manner where it is quantifiable, then you will be on a much more clearer path as to what you need to do. Sharing this with the right person will also give you clarity. You know, it'll give you the clarity as to where it is that you should be focusing your efforts on, what you should be doing in order to keep yourself on track, keep yourself motivated, get yourself off that couch, because you definitely don't want to be sitting on that couch. Without a doubt, you know, especially if you're running around too much, you're going to wind up taking a nap. That doesn't get you any place either. No. But there are certainly ways to do it. Look, we all struggle. We've got about 2 minutes left here. You know, we all struggle at different times. You know, we all lose motivation at different times. And, you know, I've been through, you know, all of these things, you know, at different points. And I not only do I fully get it, you know, I fully live through it. At the last program that I did, where I was talking without a guest, you know, I had mentioned about like so many activities and then, you know, something, does it really make sense for me to do all of those things? Well, I could sit down and I do and I justify all of this stuff. And all of a sudden I sit down and have my conversation with my accountability partner, someone who, you know, knows me on a personal level and a business level, not just from the business point of view, because though factors into the whole thing. And I got to tell you, you know, his opinion as to all these things versus mine is different. So I am in the process of honing in on what is truly important to me, what really fits that mission statement, what really fits the Brian Cohen side of things, what, you know, what I really want to do going forward. So, you know, that is something. So this podcast, as much as I want to share it all with you, I also want to remind myself that, one, I should listen to me as I go through. So in some respects, this is my take a look at yourself, Brian. Go figure out what it is that you're doing, how many places you're at, and does it truly, truly make sense to go and do this stuff. And, you know, in some respects, it is and it's not. So I think I'm going to be looking to delegate things a bit more as I go through, to outsource things as I go through, and also to take on additional partners as that works going forward, because there is so much that I want to do, and I know there's so much that you want to do. And I really appreciate all the support, you know, on my side of things, and I just love the business community, you know, here on Long Island and beyond. But everybody's great, you know, and everybody's focused on what it is that they want to do. And if you're not, you should be. Take a look in the mirror. Get an accountability partner. Join a mastermind group. Do something for yourself. And that doing something for yourself is by sharing yourself with somebody else that can honestly give you thoughts as to what you could be doing where you can be adaptable but still focused on what is most important to you. I'm going to leave you with this message. Get off the couch, find an accountability partner or a mastermind group, and make sure that it fits in with your mission statement, with you, with why you are doing what you are doing. My name is Brian Cohen. This has been Strategies of Success. If you're interested in being a guest, get in touch with me. Love to have you on. You know, it's 30 minutes. It's discussion. You know, we talk about it. It's great. And you and your message will help me accomplish my mission of helping people get off the couch and do things. It's big time motivation. We do it by sharing knowledge, by sharing stories, and by having a good time doing it. Have a great week. Absolutely phenomenal week.